I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it.
Do the little thing. It's all that matters. In the unbearable lightness of being, Teresa, as the Prague Spring happens and the Soviets begin a military occupation, takes the time to rescue a crow that was hurt on the side of the road. Yet when dissidents come and ask Thomas, her husband, to sign a political petition, he refuses, which prompts a rather interesting sentence in the book. It is much more important to dig a half-buried crow out of the ground than to send petitions to a president. A lot of people would reflexively disagree with that. Certainly the actions of most people do. Even though there is the saying that all politics are local, we tend to think big picture before we think little picture. Seneca was the same way. Look at how he expressed his priorities in the essay on leisure. The duty of a man is to be useful to his fellow men, if possible, to be useful to many of them, failing this, to be useful to a few, failing this, to be useful to his neighbors, and failing them, to be useful to himself. For when he helps others, he advances the general interests of mankind. It's ironic, Seneca's impact on trying to help as many of his fellow men as possible was what drove him into politics and eventually to Nero's court, where he probably hurt more than he helped. It was only after that failure that he retreated back to his writing and to small town life. But what if he'd switched that order? What if he'd focused on the suffering crow instead of petitioning the emperor? Might the world have been a better place? These are unanswerable questions, but they raise a provocative point that goes to the core of Stoic thought. We should get our own house in order first before we try to tackle other people's problems. We should deal with what's in front of us, with how we can help those in our neighborhood and our town before we try to change the world. Because if tragedy ever befalls your family, cancer, unemployment, a debilitating accident, an untimely death, the world will not be there to take your kids to school so that you can make the doctor's appointment. The world is not who will leave casseroles on your doorstep or start a GoFundMe page. It will be your neighbors, your town, and you should do the same. Doing those small things won't change the whole world, but they will change somebody's world, and that is what matters. Please check out the Daily Stoic store where we sell products that we ourselves use that are designed to take these Stoic lessons to the next level. Just go to dailystoic.com/store. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher.
I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80. That's 80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery The Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.